Zen, and its ancestor Chan, is a very practical form of Buddhist wisdom. It encourages a process of rediscovery by living simply. The Zen tradition emphasizes that enlightenment is possible here and now. Is it then very different from other forms of Buddhism?
Zen means pointing directly to our mind. Means right now, wake up, you know, and be clear. What are you doing now? Actually, our mind is not complicated. It's our thinking makes our life very complicated. So Zen is a tool to help us to bring back our mind to our everyday life and be simple.
Zen, like all Buddhist practice, turns philosophy into a tool to help in day-to-day life. Meditation is used to bring about a tangible outcome, either in the understanding of the world or in our ability to deal with it and with the suffering we see all around and feel within us.
One thing that struck me is that whatever the regional variations of Buddhism, issues of suffering are right at the core of the philosophy. Now, that is really interesting because, in general, over the last 2,500 years, cultures of the East have actually been very unabashed about suffering. They don't mind putting it centre stage. Whereas in the West, these are issues that we can sometimes try to brush under the carpet. In the modern age, for instance, we've been accused of trying to cheat death itself. But just look at that statue. There's the Buddha promising to deal with all the suffering in the world. So it does make you wonder what future Buddhism has as a global belief system. What's going to happen when ideas of the East, which put suffering to the fore, start to take root in the West?